It's the Fake Chef, because all the jobs they're qualified to do are obsolete. Now here's Jim Tofte.
Welcome to the Fake Show. This is our Oscar picks show. And remember to stay up on all the latest news by going to the Fake Show Facebook page and follow along on Twitter. Joining us now on the Fake Show is Gray Drake, who is the senior editor of RottenTomatoes.com. Hi, Gray. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I am a big fan of everything you do on Rotten Tomatoes, and I especially like the podcast that you guys do.
Oh, thank you. I love getting to sit down with everybody and argue.
Yeah. tell us about, for people who don't know, what the tomato meter is and what it means in your reviews.
So the tomato meter is a percentage of positive reviews that our critics have given a film. So in order to become a critic at Rotten Tomatoes, of which I am not one anymore, I am completely impartial as a representative of the site. And I'm using impartial very loosely.
Yes.
There's a lot of criteria to become one of our critics. And so we want to make sure that everybody that has a say in a movie's tomato meter score is an important, legitimate critic.
What do you do then? You average all of the reviews in?
Correct. It ends up just being a percentage of positive reviews. So at 60% or higher, a movie is fresh. And at 59% or lower, a movie's rotten.
With that in mind, before we talk about Oscar picks, what did Rotten Tomatoes think of 50 Shades of Grey? Obviously, the book was a bestseller, and, you know, everyone seems to like a little trash. I remember thinking of Basic Instinct in that way. I just have the feeling it wasn't that good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I sat through the movie, and I'd had a whole bunch of cocktails, and I still bummed out. I was, you know, my friends and I were really heckling the screen a lot. It was disappointing for me as a fan of the books, because it's not that I think they're well-written. It's that I think that there's something interesting in there that made everybody read. And it wasn't just the obvious S&M stuff. But, you know, there's something compelling about those characters in the setup. So 50 Shades of Grey, when you're considering it being reviewed by critics who've seen a lot of films and who have seen a lot of films on the same topic, I didn't anticipate it being fresh, and it wasn't. It was rotten at 26%.
Wow.
Yeah, and you mentioned Basic Instinct, and even Basic Instinct was almost fresh. It was 54% rotten, which means essentially that it split the critics down the middle. You know, for one of every two people liked it.
And the people who produce it, direct it, and not to mention the author herself, but they found a niche. I mean, there's this whole Twilight-type thing that people are going for. Obviously, it did great numbers over the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm glad people went and had fun, went to go see it, because at this point, it's just a pop culture moment. So I encourage people to go, especially because if they were scared off by any of the S&M stuff, there really wasn't any of that in there. It was actually very tame and sort of could reach a lot of people at once, and that's what they were going for. So, you know there's going to be a second one.
Okay, one more thing. I know that you talked about this on your podcast, and that is this movie that it's been promoted a lot, and it looks kind of cool, The Kingsman. You went crazy for it, right?
Oh, yeah. This movie's fantastic. It's about a bunch of spies who need a new spy in their group. So they bring in some potential candidates, and they're training them. Training is pretty much interrupted by the bad guy, as it normally is, but Matthew Vaughn and the graphic novel that this was based on really know James Bond movies. They really know spy tropes, and they turn Kingsman into an ultra-violent, very funny, really entertaining movie. I think the movie's really friggin' good.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I'm into that whole spy genre. So, all right, Oscar picks very quickly. Now, there's a lot to choose from when we talk about the Oscars this year. Let's start with the Best Actress. My own opinion, before you tell us yours, I think Reese Witherspoon, just a fantastic job.
Yeah, she was wonderful. She was really wonderful. I don't think this is her year, though. It's not a showy enough performance. And plus, she's already got one. And so, you know, when it comes down to like little teeny tiny details between candidates, I would be really excited to see Rosamund Pike win for Gone Girl, because man, did she freak me out in that movie. I thought she was so good, but I don't think it's her year either. So Oscar is going to go to the same person who has won nearly every other award this whole award season, if not all of them 100%, which is Julianne Moore for Still Alice.
Yeah, I had completely forgotten about that because...
Yeah, I know. It's not a big movie. It's a smaller film, but Julianne Moore has been so good for so long that this is her year where everybody, where she gets her body of work Oscar.
Gray Drake joins us from RottenTomatoes.com. Now, another tough category, Best Actor. My own choice would be Michael Keaton in Birdman.
Yeah, you're not alone, man. A lot of people love Michael Keaton, myself included. I mean, I thought he was great in the movie. He won the Golden Globe for it, and he has a lot of support behind him, but he has some really stiff competition. I say that the actor who's going to take home the prize is Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything. Playing Stephen Hawking, it was incredible. He was amazing. I thought that what he did with that character was really, really spectacular.
And I think that that kid's future is bright. I've seen him in a couple of other roles. He's one of those guys who looks like he's going to be able to do anything.
He's only going to keep getting better. So, I mean, that would be one argument for Michael Keaton, who has arguably turned in the performance of a lifetime with Birdman. So we'll see. That category is a lot more up in the air than the rest of the acting categories.
All right, one more question. We'll just do it this way. Sometimes Best Director and Picture go hand in hand. Not that they will necessarily this year, but Best Picture, it's very tough for me to pick between what I think is going to be the one, and that is between Boyhood and Birdman because of just how original and complex they were to do.
Yeah, and they've been taking awards left and right in nearly equal amount, and I think would really, really be cool is if they tied.
That is a possibility.
It's hard for me to take sides on this one because I think that both of the pictures and both of the directors are amazing, and I'm really glad they've been getting so much attention. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be Birdman. Last year, 12 Years a Slave won. It's a very serious, very important film, and I think that the Academy thinks about those kinds of things. I think they want to lighten things up a little bit and keep it very varied.
Yeah.
Birdman will take it home, but it's far from a foregone conclusion.
Gray Drake, we appreciate your time this morning. Everyone check her out at RottenTomatoes.com, and also check out the special that's on the Reels channel with Leonard Maltin on Saturday and Sunday. Gray, thanks so much for calling this morning.
Absolutely. Pleasure to talk to you.
Remember to like us on the Fake Show Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. Blah, 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 blah.
The Fake Show is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Join us next time from Studio G inside Jim Tofty's house.